Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to your first report to your constituents.
Well, thanks for having me on today and giving me this opportunity to talk to the people back at home.
And of course, you're a newly elected state representative, and you've just been sworn in here in Harrisburg. What are some of your observations about the experience of coming to Harrisburg, being sworn in for your first term, and what was the experience like?
You know, on Tuesday, the House reconvened for the new session. As you said, it's an overwhelming experience to be in a majestic hall like we were that day. It's very surreal as someone new. The House is now comprised of 121 Republicans. Members and 81 Democrats, including 23 of our first term members like myself. And on swearing in day, along with a lot of the other pomp and circumstance, we went through the process of selecting Representative Mike Terzai, who's a Republican from Allegheny County, a Speaker of the House for a second consecutive term. We also went through the process of certifying elections and electing a House parliamentarian. One of the big things we did was we adopted rules that will govern our chamber for the next 2 years through the 17-18 session. You know, if anyone wants to learn more about any of those items, they can always visit my website at repdowling.com or my Facebook page at facebook.com/repdowling.
And of course, the House of Representatives does have some special programs that reach out to people. And there's one that's very important that has to do with students in Pennsylvania and a scholarship program. What are some of the details on this?
This is a great scholarship program and maybe a little known scholarship program. First and foremost, I would say that it is not state funded. It's not paid for with tax dollars. It's privately funded with individual and corporate donations. But it gives two students the opportunity to apply for a four-year scholarship to a school that is within Pennsylvania. That can be a university, career, or technical student. As long as they're full-time, they can apply. There is a minimum grade point average of 3.0 in high school that they have to maintain to be able to be eligible. But the student's commitment to leadership qualities and extracurricular activities and financial need are all taken into consideration, and then they can apply for the scholarship. Now, the important thing with scholarships is always the deadline, the due date, and that's March 1st to get the application in. And to apply, interested students, again, can visit my website at repdowling.com.
And you're a new representative, and you're from Uniontown. I understand you have a district office up and running already. What's some of the information people need to know?
We do. In fact, just this week, IT was installing all the computers, and we have two of our staff members on board answering telephones and taking care of constituent calls. But we are going to be having an open house on Thursday, January 19th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Our office is located at 65 West Main Street. We always give directions in that part of the state by what used to be there. So it was the old Daniel's Men's Store, if you recall that. The Fayette Chamber of Commerce has been there for the past decade or so. And we're in Suite 200 on the second floor. But I'm hosting this open house to introduce my constituents to my staff, to allow you the opportunity to discuss legislative issues with me. But I also want to highlight some of the services that are offered by a district office. You know, those are things like driver's license and vehicle registration, applications and renewals, assistance with PennDOT paperwork, if you have a lost card, change, correction, plates, vanity plates, temporary place cards. Those are all things your state rep's office can help you with. It's something I didn't know before. Property tax and rent rebate applications, when those are available, you can do those through our office. PACE and PACENET applications for senior citizens to help with the medications they need. State tax forms, referrals to agencies to resolve state-related matters. You know, we're already getting a lot of those calls to help with those, and we can continue to help with those. Unclaimed property recovery, information about legislation and new laws. We always have that either in a printed form or you can stop by and talk to one of our legislative assistants. So, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to serve the people of the 51st District in the House of Representatives. And I hope that I will see many of my constituents at our open house on Thursday, January 19th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Again, our office is at 65 West Main Street, Suite 200 in downtown Uniontown.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.